That's south.
That's the south side? Is that, is there, I mean, in Birmingham there, I'm assuming there are probably areas laid out that are more wealthy than others or something. What's the good part of town? Is that the south side?
Let's see, well, Mount, I guess it would be southern part. Birmingham, I don't know, it depends. Every section can that. Well, Mountain Brook, which is suburb or something of any...
Where is that? That's in south?
That's sort of like in the, I go down the way to Atlanta. No, yeah, to the east.
Where are the main offices in the big banks, et cetera, where they're located?
In downtown.
Is that the financial district, so to speak?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of banks, a lot of offices.
Is there another section particularly where a lot of big office buildings are located or something?
Well, there's like in each little suburb, there's probably tons and tons of office buildings.
Any particular industrial areas or corporate areas or anything besides downtown? You know, like Atlanta here, there are two or three other places.
Yeah, well, I'd say Homewood and Mountain. Brookwood, Homewood, Brookwood.
Brookwood, I'm sorry. Where the oldest and largest stores and shops located?
Downtown.
Downtown. Are they the best, are the best stores in the same area there, the exclusive stores or something like that?
Well, I'd probably say, because there's so many more stores being built up and Birmingham keeps getting bigger and bigger, I'd say there's like, because the same stores are there, newer stores are coming in, so maybe there's still those good stores downtown, but I'd say, that's a hard question to answer. I'd say the good stores are probably not in downtown anymore.
They're not, okay. Are there any neighborhoods that, in Birmingham that can be identified with any particular nationality groups, or racial groups, or religious groups?
Okay, well, I'd say that the Mountain Brook are the WASPs. And Hoover's pretty much WASPy. I'd say that the Birmingham is... There's a lot of black sections, that's more of the city. And Irondale, in a sense, that's more like the, this is terrible, this just sounds awful.
Oh, what?
Redneck. and then...
Is redneck to you, is that a derogatory term? When you call, when you say redneck, what do you...
I'd say probably hick is worse than redneck.
But redneck has a negative connotation?
Well, it's, yeah.
Okay.
See, you know, if I say, oh, you're just a redneck and you're red, you know, that if you're a friend or something, that would mean anything.
Okay. What about any other ethnic neighborhoods or anything?
Well, I don't know, there's a lot of Spanish. I don't know the Spanish ones. I guess because there's people in there who are Spanish live in Homewood, and there's a lot of Spanish Mexican houses in Homewood.
Okay. In Homewood?
Homewood.
And where is that? What part of town?
That. Just before, okay, it's north of Vestavia and west of Mount Brook.
So right off in the poor members of this group usually live in different neighborhoods then, is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Well, what I'm saying is if you have, let's for instance,
certain
you know, if you have a, you used to talk about blacks, what about the rich blacks? Or well-off blacks,
would,
are they living in there? Where
no,
would
they wouldn't live in there. They probably still live in Birmingham.
Would they live a different area than those isolated areas then, right?
They, yeah, I know there's no way they would be in Mount Brook.
But they still wouldn't live out in exclusive in the other town, okay. What about all those neighborhoods that we talked about, the black neighborhoods or the Spanish neighborhoods, do they have their own financial sections or shopping districts?
Well, when I say Spanish, I wasn't saying that. One person knows Spanish is my roommate. Spanish, and she likes to just know Spanish, but her parents are, but the characteristics